Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going for that unmistakable 90s rave piano energy, but placed properly inside a modern drum and bass track. Think bright, slightly cheeky, super punchy chord stabs that feel like they're answering the snare, not competing with it. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you can get around Ableton quickly. The goal is to finish with an 8-bar hook, then stretch it into a drop-ready 16 to 32-bar section, with processing that makes it cut like it came off a record without wrecking your bass and drums. All right, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to classic TNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Now create some groups so you can stay organized while you write. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music group for the piano, and an FX or VOX group if you want space for extra bits later. Before you write any piano, drop in a basic DNB drum loop. Doesn't have to be your final drums. This is just so the piano is written against a real groove, because rave piano that sounds amazing solo can fall apart the moment you put it next to a snare on 2 and 4. And that's a key mindset for this whole lesson. We're not making a piano performance. We're building a stab instrument. The rhythm and the envelope are the hook. Now let's pick a piano sound. You want something bright with a hard transient. Less concert grand, more sampled piano from a rave record. If you want the fastest route, grab an Ableton piano and aim for a bright, pop-style preset. If you have to choose, choose brightness and bite over realism. For extra authenticity, you can use Simpler with a piano stab sample. Put Simpler in classic mode, set voices to around 8, and make sure glide is off. The reason this works so well is because the old divide is often literally sampled chords or stabs, not a full dynamic piano. Either way, don't worry if it sounds a little plain right now. We're going to shape it. Next, we write the chords, and this is where most people accidentally make it sound too jazzy, too emotional in the wrong way, or just not rave. Old school rave piano is bold and simple. Triads, strong inversions, big, obvious harmony. The cool part is how it hits rhythmically. Let's pick a classic progression. We'll use F minor, because it's a sweet spot for this vibe and it sits nicely above heavy subs. Write this loop, F minor to D flat major to E flat major, then back to F minor. So the chords are F minor, F, A flat, C, D flat, F, A flat, E flat, G, B flat, then back to F minor. Now, voicing. Here's the rule. Keep it mostly triads, but use inversions to create that rolling, record-like movement. Try this. Keep your lowest notes somewhere around C3 up to F3, and your top note around C4 up to F4. So not too low, not too high, just that solid mid-register where it punches through. Then add one extra trick for instant authenticity. Two registers. Option one is to double the top note an octave up. Just that one note. That gives you the piano scream without turning the whole chord into a huge wash. Option 2 is a very quiet low fifth for a hint of weight, but be careful. We're going to high pass this piano later, and we do not want it getting into sub territory. Also, give yourself permission to do wrong voice leading. If it starts sounding educated, like you know too much theory, make one chord jump more aggressively. Rave stabs often leap in a bold way, and that's part of the attitude. Now let's lock in the rhythm, because this is where it becomes drum and bass. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip and loop it. We're aiming for syncopation that bounces around the snare. A reliable pattern to start with is stabs on these positions. Bar 1, right on the downbeat, then a stab a little before beat 3, another a little after, and one around the end of the bar. Then in bar 2, pull back, less dense. Give it a call and response feel, like bar 1 talks, bar 2 answers. As you program, shorten the notes aggressively. Often a 16th note to an 8th note is enough. If you leave long sustains, it'll smear across the drums and you'll lose that stab identity. Let the reverb and delay provide the tail later. That's the old rave trick. Now do velocity. This matters more than people think. Make the stabs that feel like they answer the snare a bit stronger, around 95 to 115. Then add a couple of ghost stabs, maybe 50 to 75, just to keep motion without constant shouting. Timing. Choose a lane and commit. If you want modern tight DNB, keep most hits on the grid and only push a few slightly late, like 5 to 10 milliseconds, for swagger. If you want classic looseness, add a subtle groove. Go into the groove pool, pick an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 57%, and apply it lightly, like 30 to 60%. Then for extra character, manually pull one important stab a tiny bit early so it grabs the bar. That tiny imperfection can make it feel sampled and human. Now we turn it into a hook. Duplicate your clip so you've got an 8-bar idea. Bars 1 to 4 can be your main stab rhythm. Bars 5 to 8 is your variation. A really effective approach is to keep the chords the same, but add a simple top note motif in the second half. So keep your stabs, but layer a short little riff using the top notes of the chords, moving stepwise within F minor. 3 to 5 notes is plenty. Repetition is your friend here. This is dance music. You want it catchy and instantly readable, not a long melody. Also, leave more space than you think you need. D&B bass lines and drums are busy. If the piano is too busy as well, everything starts arguing. Now let's make it cut through the mix with processing, using only stock Ableton tools. First up, EQ 8. High pass the piano. Seriously. Do it early. Try a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz. If your bass is huge, go higher. Then dip the mud, usually 300 to 500 Hz. Take out maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. If it's dull, add a little presence around 2 to 4 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. And if you want a bit of air, a gentle lift around 8 to 10 kHz. Quick teacher note here, if your snare starts feeling less cracky when the piano plays, don't just turn the piano down. Try a small dip around 180 to 220 Hz to get out of the snare body zone, and be cautious around 2 to 3.5 kHz, because that's where snare crack often lives. You can solve masking with frequency choices, not only volume. Next, saturator. Put it on analog clip or soft sign. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This gives density and that record-like edge. If it gets harsh, back off the drive and remember, you can always EQ again after saturation. Then, blue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just a bit of glue. Then, chorus ensemble for width. Set it to classic. Keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width can go wide, but be careful. If you go too far, it'll feel washed and it can mess with mono compatibility. Now the space, reverb and delay. My pro workflow here is sends. Put reverb on a return track and delay on another return track, so the dry stab stays punchy and you can automate the space. For reverb, go for a controlled rave room. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the hit stays up front. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz, high cut 7 to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. If you drown it, it stops being a stab and becomes a pad. For delay, use 1/8 or 1/4 timing. Filter the delay return so it doesn't add low-end mess. And if you use echo, add ducking so the delay tucks out of the way when the drums hit. Now, if you want that sampled, old-school feel, this is the moment. Freeze and flatten your piano track or resample it to audio. The reason we do this is because a lot of the classic vibe comes from committing audio and then degrading it like a sampler. Add redux slightly. Try bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits and sample rate around 12 to 22 kHz. Subtle is the word. Too much and it goes straight into video game territory. Then add auto filter. Set a low pass and automate it. For example, in the breakdown you might be down around 1.5 to 3 kHz, and then you open it up towards 6 kHz as the drop hits. Add a little resonance, but don't whistle. Optional, for extra aggression, add drum busts on the resampled audio, drive it a bit, add a touch of crunch, but usually keep boom off. We don't need low end from the piano. One more advanced, really clean trick, stereo discipline. Keep the dry piano mostly centered, and widen the tail instead. That means your return tracks can be wide, but the main stab hit stays focused and mono safe. This keeps your drop punchy. Now let's arrange it into an actual D&B structure, so it doesn't just loop forever. Here's an easy 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, intro or tease. Use the filtered piano, low pass around 2 to 3 kHz, light reverb and delay, and minimal drums like hats and tops. Bars 9 to 16, build. Open the filter gradually, bring in full drums, and at the end of bar 16, do a pre-drop marker. One single, recognizable stab, maybe a specific inversion, and maybe a slightly bigger reverb throw. That becomes an identity cue. Listeners learn it, and it makes the drop feel intentional. Bar 17 to 24, drop A. Full piano hook. Keep it confident and not too busy. Let the bass do its thing. Bars 25 to 32, variation. Change something without changing everything. Great options are removing every other stab for space, switching to a higher inversion for lift, or adding a short 1/8-note riff in the last two bars to push momentum into the next phrase. You can also do inversion cycling across the eight bars, tight voicing, then wider voicing, then add the high scream, then thin it out by removing the fifth. Same harmony, evolving texture. Automation is what makes this feel alive instead of looped. Lower reverb send during dense drum moments, raise it in gaps. Move the filter cutoff just a little so it breathes, and vary velocity per phrase. Let's quickly cover the common mistakes so you can avoid the usual tang. If the piano has too much low end, it will fight your sub and your whole track goes cloudy. High pass it. If you use overly complex chords, like 7THS and 9THS everywhere, it stops sounding like rave and starts sounding like you're trying to impress music school. Keep it bold and simple. If your stabs are too long, the groove smears. Shorten notes or tighten the amp envelope. If reverb is too wet, the piano disappears behind the mix and the drums lose impact. You sense and filter the reverb. And if the stabs don't relate rhythmically to the snare on 2 and 4, it won't feel like jungle or DNB. Make it answer the snare. Now a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Pick F minor. Write the 8-bar progression. FM, DB, IB, FM. Program a 2-bar stab rhythm and loop it. Make bars 5 to 8 a variation by changing an inversion and adding a tiny top note motif. Add your processing chain, EQ, saturation, glue, chorus, and sends for reverb and delay. Resample it and add gentle redux. Then arrange a quick 16-bar drop using your hook and one variation. Your deliverable is a 16-bar loop that genuinely feels like it could sit over rolling drums and bass. And that's the whole concept. Simple triads, strong inversions, syncopated stabs, tight envelopes, and smart processing so the piano stays loud and exciting without stealing the low end or masking the snare. If you tell me your track key, and whether you're going euphoric, jungle, or dark roller, I can suggest a couple exact voicings and a rhythm pattern that will lock to your particular drum groove.